Please rise as we join our hearts and our voices in a time of prayer. One additional prayer request that should be shared with the congregation before we pray is that the news was shared with me right before service that Kathy DeYoung passed away last night. We'll include her and the DeYoung family in our prayers this morning. We pray. O Lord, you are the maker of light and of all that is good. We thank and praise you that you rule all things, that you care for each of us, and that you want all people to know your mercy and love as it has been revealed in Christ Jesus. Continue to sustain us by your grace that we may ever praise you. Lord, in your mercy. Father, let the light of your word shine in our midst and into the darkness of unbelief that surrounds us. By your word, instruct us in your ways. Build up this congregation and all the congregations of Philomath. Bring all peoples to trust in your salvation and to glorify you. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, hear our prayers on behalf of all those in need. Restore health to those who are ill. Lord, this day we pray that you'd be with Brad and continue to give him strength in his journey. For Mark in his recovery, Carol and Aletha, Janet, Marion, Kathy, Glenn, Aaron and Mara, Mal, Oscar, Dan, Jerry, Katie, Jill, Jimmy, Susan, Mike, Karen, Nicole, Janine, Riley, Courtney, Steve, Bob, and Bev. Lord, we also uplift those families that are grieving the loss of loved ones. We pray for this fresh news today that Kathy has been called home. Lord, we know that you walked with Kathy for a long time, and we thank you that that walk continues. Our confidence is that you are that Kathy is with you. We pray that you would calm Bruce and the family in these days ahead as they gather and as they make plans in the time ahead. Also for those other families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, for the Blanchard family, as they're gathered here today, we thank you that they are together as a family. We thank you for the way that Marlene's life has been a blessing to them, and pray that the service this week would be a time of healing, a time of joy for the gift of life that was given to Marlene. For the Held family as they mourn Jenny's loss, and for the family of Paul as we learned about his death, we pray that you would guard Cheryl's sister's heart as she deals with this news and makes transitions in her own life. Lord, we pray that you would grant each person we've named, that you'd give them patience and renewed strength. Raise up helpers for the downcast and distressed, for those who are without sufficient food, and for those who seek meaningful employment. Lord, in your mercy, God of all compassion, watch over all those who suffer the effects of war, violence, and natural catastrophe. According to your will, provide sustenance to the needy. For those who are being persecuted, bring about a cessation of hostility. Grant to your church renewed vigor to take the good news of salvation to all those who are without the hope of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands that we commend all for whom we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.